Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновіші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта. Шумний день, милі слухачі, і вітайте до нашого русинського народносного висилання з Піцбургу. Хочу би желати щасливий новий рік шитким, котрі ославали подла юліанського календара. Дай вам, Боже, велє здрав'я, щастя і вшиткого найліпше в тим русинським новим року. Happy New Year's to everyone. Welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, broadcasting from Pittsburgh on WPIT AM 73. Happy New Year's to everyone who celebrated according to the old Julian calendar. May God grant you much health, luck, and all the best in this new Russian New Year. And we start off today's show from Zakarpattia. This is Oi Marichko Chicheri from Hudaska Taistra. Even though we are sponsored in full by the Carpatho Russian Society, ladies and gentlemen, I still need your support to keep us on the air. If you're interested in making a donation to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. You can also listen to us live around the world every Sunday just by going to our website or the station's website, WPITAM.com. Click on the button in the middle that says Listen Live, and that's all you have to do. If you happen to miss our live stream or broadcast on the radio, just check us out on the archives. Go to c-rs.org and look for Russian Radio. And as I was spanning the globe this week to find the best in Russian music, I came up with something from Hungary. These people are from Komloshka. They're all kids. And in October, what they did is they had a little festival, I guess you could call it, One night would be one nationality, one night would be another nationality, and this one specific night happened to be the Rusa night. So the name of this song is Tancovala Inka Smakom from Hungary. A teper chotil by ja poslati sledujušu špivanku do Stropkova u Rusinskoj domovine. Byl ja na Facebook a kontaktovala mi dohoročnu prijatelku Renata Šecholova-Šlangova. Varili sme čerez internetu a povedal ja Renatka, že budu venovati špivanku pro ňu. Renata by chotila pozdraviti jej muž Gabo, Diti, Dioke, Nikola i Diana, i sin Damian. Tiž Renata poslaje srdečne pozdrave k svojoj sestre Monika Drozdova i celoj familije na selo Šandal i misto Stropko. Dijakuju Renatka i pro tobi i tvoju rodinku budeme hrati špivanku Ukrajino od skupine Posit.
Kriminali za країну, рідний край. Ой, це дівля, один ручок. Ой, це дівля, другий рік. Прийшли браття українці, сводять мене на слід. Прийшли браття українці, сводять мене на слід. Єдину брану розвалили, другу брану розтяли. Взяли мене за рученьку, на світ Божий довели. Взяли мене за рученьку, на світ Божий довели. Україно, 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 краю мій. Я за тебе, Україно, я що мука протерпі. Я за тебе, Україно, я що мука протерпі.
All right, last week I gave you a commitment. I'm going to start bringing you some more news from the Russian homeland. So let's start the year off right. This story comes from the Religious Information Service of Ukraine, risu.org.ua. Poland and Ukraine seek to include wooden churches of the Carpathians in the UNESCO list. Ministers of Culture of Poland and Ukraine seek to include wooden churches of the Ukrainian and Polish regions of the Carpathians to the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Center, also known as UNESCO, Polish radio reported with reference to the Ministry of Culture of Poland. The Minister of Culture of Poland, Bogdan Zdrojewski, prepared and passed a proposal in this regard to Ukraine's Minister of Culture, Mykhailo Kuliniak. The Polish official also asked to draw up appropriate documents for the UNESCO World Heritage Center in Paris, according to the appropriate procedures. The joint proposal is to be prepared by the end of January of this year. This will start the procedure to include the churches in the list, reported the Ministry of Culture. The proposal concerns 16 objects, of which 8 are located in the Podkarpatsky and Malopolski Voivodstvo of Poland, and another 8 are located in Ivano-Frankivsk Oblast, Lvivska Oblast, and Zakarpattia regions of Ukraine. The oldest wooden churches preserved in the Polish and Ukrainian Carpathians date back to the 15th and 16th centuries. Their uniqueness is indicated, in particular, by the diversity of styles and forms, which at the same time constitutes wholeness. The wooden sacral architecture has become the determining feature of the cultural originality of not only Polish and Ukrainians, but also the Russians. So the Russian churches that are on this list are the Cirkva, or the Church of St. Michael the Archangel, in Brunany Vizhnye in 1797 it was built, the Church of St. Paraskeva in Kwiaton, the Church of the Protection of the Holy Mother of God in Ochadi, which was built in 1653, which is also one of my villages where the Papinchak name came from, St. James the Less in Povrožnik, St. Michael the Archangel in Smolnik, and St. Michael the Archangel in Trzansk. In Zakarpattia, there are two churches on this list, the Church of St. Michael the Archangel in Uzhok, and the Church of the Ascension of Our Lord in Jasenia. There are already three wooden churches in Slovakia that are on this UNESCO list, and those are St. Nicholas in Ruska Bystra, St. Nicholas in the village of Budružal, and St. Michael the Archangel in Ladomirova. Next, we go to Lemkovina. This is Oj Čurana, Jasi Čurana by the group Serenča. Join the Cleveland chapter of the Carpatha Rusyn Society on Sunday, February 12th at St. Eugene Parish Hall in Bedford, Ohio, for winter celebrations of our Eastern European ancestors. What did our ancestors do during the cold, snowy winter months in the Rusyn homeland and surrounding countries? Well, they didn't turn on the internet or the television or the radio, I'll tell you that. Didn't even have electricity. Did they ever get cabin fever? Well, probably. Among the Carpatha Rusyn people, between the period of Theophany and Fashenge, was a time of music, dance, and sewing bees, where the young men would find their future wives. It was a festive time when many marriages took place. Come join us as I, Dean Paloka, program director and choreographer of the Slavyany Folk Ensemble, will educate and entertain you as I explain how dance evolved among the Eastern European people, focusing on the Rusyns. I will explore the cultural influences, the seasons, the events, And everything that was expressed through music and dance with participation and participation of from the Living Traditions Russian Folk Ensemble. How did our ancestors keep warm during these cold winter months? In addition, there will be an exhibit of winter clothing and items from local Eastern European cultural museums. A complete roast beef dinner will be served with a cash bar. Children are most certainly welcome. For more information about winter celebrations of our Eastern European ancestors, you need to make your reservations by February 5th. Please give them a call. Area code 440-729-2045. Again, reservation deadline is February 5th. Please give them a call. 440-729-2045. Next, we go back to Zakarpattia. This is the Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor with Bereznyanka. If you're interested in learning about our great Russian heritage firsthand, well, we have two different heritage tours for you. The first one is the 11th Carpatho Russian Heritage Tour. This will take place from July 10th through July 20th, visiting the Russians in Slovakia, Poland, and Ukraine. Sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society in association with the Russian Association of Minnesota, the Carpatho Russian Society tour guide, President John Rigetti, teams up with Russian cultural leaders in Europe to bring you the best experiences that will help you fully understand the richness and fullness of Carpatho Russian culture, fine arts, and everything you need to know. Explore, share, and enjoy the living heritage of the Russian people in this summer adventure that you will never forget. Registration is due by the 1st of February, and you can do this by getting a hold of John Rigetti, area code 412-749-0675, or sending him some email, russin1@gmail.com, for the 11th Carpatho Russian Heritage Tour, July 10th through 20th. Or if you want a more localized experience, you can join the Lemko Homeland Tour. This tour will be from the 20th of July until August 2nd. Seize the cultural experience of a lifetime, discover the richness and fullness of the Lemko Russian heritage in the scenic and haunting beauty of Lemkovina, the Lemko homeland. Learn about the Lemko people, their history, culture, and events that helped shape their lives. Even visit the village of your ancestors and walk in their footsteps. This tour's deadline is also the 1st of February, and if you're interested in it, please call Nancy Rivak at area code 310-473-8522, or you can send her some email at this address, lemkotour@c-rs.org. All right, next we're going to go to Svidnik, and I'm going to send this one out to the Shandal family, Shandalovsi zo Svidniku. This is Philip Shandala with Karpate, Karpate. Thank you. The Carpatha Rusyn Society has a wonderful gift shop, which offers a huge variety of Rusyn items for sale, including a large selection of books, CDs, DVDs, Easter basket covers. You know Easter's coming up before you know it. Pisanka, wood carvings, religious items, as well as Randy Horbal's Pirohi items, such as bean bags, keychains, Christmas tree decorations, towels, do-rags, and other stuff. You can visit our website at c-rs.org and click on sales, or call the Cultural Center at area code 412-567-3077. Leave us your contact information and we will get a brochure sent out to you as soon as possible. If you would like to visit the gift shop or have a brochure sent to you, again, leave us your contact information at the following number, 412-567-3077, or contact us c-rs.org. And as we finish today from Vojvodina, this is Ljubim Nebanujem from Andreja Bučko I Vesna Nać. We want to thank you for joining us today and invite you to join us again next week right here on AM 73 WPIT at 2:30 p.m. or listening live at WPITAM.com. Take care. Have a great week. We'll see you all next time. Shaslivo. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, rusynradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бара сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любил наш несний програм. Pozivamo vas slušati sljedeću nedjelju o 5:30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom.